play the wrong music?
No.
Okay.
It's a terrifying morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it because of what we fear is in the building right now?
What do you fear is in the building?
A monster.
A monster's in the building?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Because I walked in, you're like, whoa, wait. When I got in here, the deadbolt was unbolted and the door was just open and the alarm was off.
You don't tell everyone that.
I just did.
Oh, man. Well, Good morning.
They can't get in now.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Hi. How's it going?
Door's locked now.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I'm playing this music.
Why are you playing this music and why is it a scary morning?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Why are you playing Friday the 13th?
Hey.
What?
Because it's a scary morning.
Why?
When you walked in, when you got near the door, could you smell anything?
Yeah, skunk.
Yeah. Dude, okay, so I pull up. I get out of the car, and I knew this was going to be the day. This was going to be the kind of day. So I get out of the car, and it was like overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like I got knocked over by skunk. So I was like, oh, snap.
Some skunk just got real mad.
Yeah. And nobody else was here. I got here first this morning. I was shocked.
Yeah, it was too.
I'm like walking down the stairs. And there's like big old huge bushes around us. And
like, this is it.
Dude, I'm telling you, I seriously was like, there is a skunk. And he is going to jump out and spray me. And it's going to be hilarious radio.
That would be amazing. No, that would not.
I hate everything.
That would not be hilarious radio because you would be at home and I would have to be doing the show all by myself.
It's been a creepy morning already.
Yeah, I got out of the car and I smelled the skunk and the first thing I did was think, it's in the skate park.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, dude, he's in the skate park. He's going to skate his way back out of the bowl, right? And then wait for me as I get closer and closer and closer and then spray me right as I get near him.
That is so weird.
I'm serious this morning. I absolutely thought he was like in hiding waiting. So it was like this terrifying
time
like,
they come.
Okay. Gotta sneak. Just get to the door. Oh, God! There he is! Oh, he's raving! Oh, no! And then I died from skunk spray. That's what I thought was going to happen this morning.
Don't you just take like a tomato bath or something?
Yeah, just take a tomato bath? I don't even have a can of tomatoes, much less enough tomatoes make a bath.
As really great friends of yours, we would all go out and buy a can of tomato.
Oh, dude.
Something for you. Tomato sauce.
Have you ever been around somebody who's been sprayed by a skunk?
Thankfully, no.
It is awful.
Which is weird because the smell that you smelled this morning wasn't an odd smell to me. It was like, hey, I'm in the mountains. Because happening.
No. I was nervous. I was seriously nervous. And maybe it's because my brother's been sprayed by a skunk before.
Oh,
and so
because of this.
Bell Epic until the end right here on Static Radio. Oh, good morning.
Hey.
6:34 now. Steve-O and Mitch, hanging with you.
Just chilling.
Yeah, it is Tuesday, and it is still the State Fair, so we will be out broadcasting live from noon to 3 today.
Come get us. Are we going to have like a thing that we did yesterday? Like, hey, they had to tell us the top toy of the century?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday we were talking about this survey on the morning show. The Children's Museum in Indianapolis putting together an exhibit, so they asked about 24,000 people, something like that.
Yeah.
What the number one toy of the last century was.
Not surprisingly at all.
G.I. Joe!
Yo, Joe!
Yeah. That's right. Number one toy.
Yeah, so everyone who must have answered it would have been in like their 30s.
That's not true.
I didn't have a G.I. Joe.
Okay.
And neither did my...
G.I. Joe, like, they just remade the cartoon. You could go now to the toy store and buy a new G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, too. Like, so is everything else. Like, Thundercats and X-Men. And, see, all these things. Like, I understand X-Men and Thundercats, but G.I. Joe, Like, yeah. all of that stuff is coming back because it's what we grew up with. So we're like, this stuff was cool. What the heck? Why isn't it here now? Yep. Let's get rid of the Wiggles.
The Wiggles?
Yeah, it's like a little kid show.
No, I know what the Wiggles are. I just didn't think the Wiggles were still around.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Oh, man. See, this is one thing I'm not looking forward to with the idea, the fact that, you know, we're having another baby.
Little kid
we
shows.
We grew
right.
out of little kid shows. I don't have to watch Dora anymore. Actually, you know what? I'd probably watch Dora if I didn't have kids.
Swiper, no swiping.
I loved Swiper.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious.
See, I watched a lot of Dora, but also I was babysitting a lot.
Okay,
so.
I was going to say, wait a minute. You don't have kids.
Right.
So there were certain shows, actually, that I was into. But we've kind of grown from those.
Now it's time.
Kind of grown out of that.
Well, maybe
it's adventure
there's
time.
There's gonna be maybe you'll be really into Diego this time around because
Luke was Diego.
Well,
Luke
it does
was into Diego.
The thing is, you have to go through like baby Einstein first.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And we then the did, baby
and
Mozart.
Trust me, we did. We went through all of that.
They're so mesmerizing. I was babysitting like a 6-month-old the other day, and they didn't have anything, so I just YouTubed it. And I sat there and watched most of it.
So you weren't really babysitting then?
You're yes, like, I was.
So I was babysitting this
it
child.
It was like a 5-minute clip.
I was really bored of babysitting it, so I just put something on YouTube and
well,
sat
I wanted
it in
to
front
see
of
how
a
they,
computer.
It was a scientific test. I wanted to see how they would react.
Sure.
They got bored with it, so I turned it off. It was like a 5-minute clip.
Yeah.
But I don't know how. I was like, whoa.
For those that have no idea what we're talking about, Baby Einstein's basically like the trippiest, weirdest, nothingest show.
No words, all music, and like
and
things.
Babies.
Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
My favorite is when they get a little bit older, there's like the sign language, like ooh. Book.
Yeah.
Book. Book.
Yeah. Over and over and over. So that was on repeat.
Milk.
Yeah.
Milk.
Is that really sign language for milk?
Milk.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Because you're milking a cow
yeah,
or what?
Milk.
I don't know how I feel about that one. Huh.
Yeah, they just keep saying it over and over again.
Yeah.
And then before the video is over, they go back over everything mm-hmm. again.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh, so this is like on loop. Okay.
The one show I think I super loved when my kids were little and they watched those like repetitive like, hey, kids, we're going to da-da-da-da-da, was Yo Gabba Gabba. That
see,
was the
I never watched Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba was basically made for adults, and we pawned it off as a kid show. Because it's like Biz Markie. Do you remember Biz Markie?
It's one of those things that like somebody was like, all the kid shows suck. I'm going to go make a good one.
Yeah, dude. He like teaches you how to beatbox. And
that's
like,
amazing.
There's like the rap of the week, and there's like, dude, it is the best. And like, Jimmy Eat World and Shiny Toy
they
Guns.
Were on there.
Like, yeah, so randomly awesome. Static.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hey, when my son was young, he's 14 now, which makes me, yeah, as a minor. He used to watch a show called Zoom.
Zoom?
I love Zoom. My brother and I, spoke Ubby Dubby fluently.
Ubby?
Yes, dude, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, it's like Pig Latin, but Ubby Dubby.
I have no idea.
Zoom,
what
come
you're
on and Zoom,
about.
Come on and Zoom, come on and Zoom, 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 come on.
Exactly. Okay, the cup thing. Do you remember the? I don't. Did you ever watch it? Did you watch Zoom, or was it just your friend?
No, it was his kid.
My son!
Your son? I thought you said your friend. So you're... Did you ever, like, do, like... Well, I'm sorry. You didn't get really good reception out there.
Oh, I'm out here on 48%, so...
There you go.
See? Yeah. There was, like, the cup thing where you could... It was, like, you sit in a circle and the cup is upside down and you clap, clap, tap, 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 clap,
yeah,
move
yeah.
it over.
What?
Oh my god, that's crazy.
About.
You gotta look it up. You'll love it.
Zoom? I wanted to be on Zoom as a child.
Wow. All right.
Random kid can go apply or whatever, and then boom, they're on it.
Yep.
That is hilarious.
Love yeah. Zoom.
Check it out, man. You gotta Zoom, Steve.
All right.
Apparently, I love Zoom. You guys.
All right. Love you too, bro.
Later.
Later.
It's on
Boy from Cruises.
It's on PBS.
Okay. Zoom.
Yeah.
I may have to.
An amazing
I don't know if
show.
I want to check that
and
out.
It's like one of those shows where
an
people are like.
An amazing show.
Okay.
The character development is just fantastic.
So good. No, it's.
The writing, incredible with such great lines as.
The cinematography and sets are amazing.
You gotta zoom.
You gotta zoom. No, it's one of those shows where like kids can send in like, hey, I learned how to make this and here's the instructions on how to do it. You should do it too. And then they'll do it on TV.
Okay.
And so they'll make whatever and they'll test it out.
Zoom.
Zoom.
I'm so not ready for baby cartoons.
That's not a cartoon at all.
Static.
Hey, you know what I miss?
Huh?
Roly-poly-oly.
Roly-poly-oly. No. Thank you.
What?
Do you have girls?
No, I don't. I just watched it as a kid.
Oh, okay. You watched it.
Oh, okay. I never.
My bad.
Never watched that. I was more of like Arthur.
Arthur,
I watched that too. I missed that.
Yeah.
Arthur was the anteater with the big glasses,
yeah,
right?
Arthur.
Nerd.
No, he was an aardvark.
Whatever. He was a nerd. I made fun of Arthur. I'm like, you don't have any friends, Arthur. You're a nerd.
Sorry, you're too cool for everything.
I'm just kidding. I never.
Roly poly.
Roly poly oly. It was the, no.
You know what I watched? I also watched Dragon Ball Z when I was like 6
yes.
or 7.
There you go.
That's
okay.
Right. That's what now, we're talking about.
Now you're speaking my language, which is coincidentally Japanese. So
yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. I mean, domo.
Arigato.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys can play some Chemicals by Love and Hate.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
It's actually Love and Death, but close enough. Static.
Hey, so about that Zoom Ubby Dubby thing?
Yeah.
I read a book. It's Sugar Creek Gang, and it talked about another thing like Ubby Dubby. You'd go before each vowel, and instead of putting UB, you put OP.
So,
Oppy Doppy?
They called it Oppin' Gloppish.
Oppin' Gloppish. Wow. I can't keep up.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, oppish
for the
oppish duplish.
Oppish. Okay, speak up. You guys talk
no,
to each other.
No, I can't do it now.
Yes, you can.
My brother, no.
Yes.
No.
Can you speak ubby dubby?
Just a little. Not okay. as much as some people.
Okay, somebody's got, you guys got to just.
No, I don't know how to.
Ubby wubby double wubby, my man.
What? Yes. CW. No clue.
You said
no
subby.
Subby? CW? That's not the
well,
CW. That's not like the place where vampire shows are
no.
in like Smallville. CW?
No.
Thanks for the call, man. Ubby Dubby.
Here, look, I found an Ubby Dubby translator on Google.
So okay. It's basically like Pig Latin?
Yeah, it's like Pig Latin. So, good morning. Translate from. Oh, translate into Ubby Dubby. Okay. Gubbid Mubor Nubbing. So it's like Pig Latin.
Wait, no, that's not
Pig Latin.
Oh, Pig
Latin is like, it's kind of like the same. You
no.
add it into every syllable. It's kind of like, it's got the same whatever is Pig Latin.
Isn't Pig Latin just like.
The word backwards or something.
Good gay orning may. That would be good morning.
Yeah, but this is, okay. It's into every, ub is into every syllable. So, gubbid mubbid or me. How do you say it? Mub or nubbing. Ubby dubby.
I just want to fight you. Like, that's all I want to do right now. There's nothing
I
in me
want
that wants
to fight you. Ubby wubon tubu fubby diabu.
Wow. I really do because you sound a little bit like Jar Jar Binks, and I really do. I just want. Like something bad to happen to you.
I want something
no, stop it!
Bad to happen to you. Abai wabant saba bithabing babad tabu habapabin tabu yabu.
Wow. That is the worst
thing. It's really difficult.
I'm going to stop talking because you're going to keep translating. We're going to take a quick break. Coming right back, we've got some Say Anything. We also have a request. For some love and death, oh, you can get your request in at Facebook. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. I have to run away. Oh, Sivo and Mitch.
Ubin the boom a born a bing.
We're not friends.
Do it again.
Steve on that.
I've been the Bamamorna bee.
Can you please just say in the morning?
I just did.
No, you did not. You said ubba dubba nabba 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 nabba. Whatever that even means. It's Steve on Mitch.
I've been the morning.
It's terrible.
In the morning.
Static radio. Kenosis, all my tears. Starting off your 7 o'clock hour. Yes, yes, yo.
You're really excited about that.
Steve O and Mitch in the morning.
What's up?
Check
that's,
it.
That's right.
Welcome to Static Radio. It is Tuesday, and we will be out at the State Fair again today, noon to 3, broadcasting live. That's right. Last week we were there later, but the fun and festivities really kick off earlier.
They do, and then they end earlier as
yeah.
well.
We found that out last week when it was 3 o'clock, and all of a sudden it was like...
What's what? That?
Where'd everybody go? Did everybody... Oh, it's just, okay, so 3 o'clock then.
It's just us in the wind.
Yeah. So, you know, last week, Firefighter Day and
Law Enforcement
Day. There were some cool days last week, but yeah, they were there all morning because, you know, school trips, all that fun stuff. And then at 3 o'clock, everybody packed up and left. And we're like, where are you going?
I get it. Okay.
We're here until 5.
Yesterday was fun. It was Senior Appreciation Day.
It was Senior Appreciation
Day. So... I thought it'd be funny if they had, like, a walk or something.
And it was it just great.
Took the entire time.
Yeah, they did have a walk.
No.
You didn't see the parade?
It was not a parade.
It was pretty amazing. It took 7 hours to walk from one end of Main Street to the next.
He just took the joke and made it better.
I'm just saying. That was actually the parade.
Yeah, the whole parade.
Yeah.
They just walked around the entire park.
Could you imagine? You're like, yeah! Woo! Like, waving. Yeah! They're still...
Don't give up waving. Don't give up waving, right. Folks.
Woo!
Keep those hands up and waving. They want to feel the love, too.
My arm hurts.
And then that man... But seriously... Okay. That man came on the speakers every single time we would go to live broadcast. Thank you for calling for coming to meeting us at the fair.
All right. Welcome to the fair. You know, back in 1912...
He always chuckles at himself.
Please come visit us at the fair. It's so much fun.
We feel like we're best friends with that guy over the speaker.
Yeah.
So
I want to go meet him.
Me too.
He's rad. So 12 to 3, we'll be back out there today. We met a lot of really cool people yesterday.
We have.
Chris from Dodge.
Yes, Chris from Dodge.
Yeah. We actually met Dan, the general manager of the fair.
Yeah. He loves us.
That was cool.
He loves us.
So shout out to him.
Dan.
Yeah, Dan. Dan the man. So it was cool. We had a lot of fun.
Heard that a million times.
I was excited. So please come join us. We'll be out there noon to 3, broadcasting live, hanging out. And as I said, we were there later last week, but we decided let's end earlier and get there earlier.
Yeah.
So we can hang out with more people because most people go during school time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It does.
It also makes sense if we were there on the weekends, but we're not.
Our dear friend Dave Martinez, though.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, part of the Static Street Team. In fact, the head of our street team was out there this last weekend. I hear it was packed.
Yeah.
Absolutely packed. So Celeste went out this last weekend.
She did.
Hanging out. So, yeah, come visit us. We'll be there noon to 3 today. Parking is absolutely free.
Free, 50
which
free.
Is awesome. This is hilarious. Here's the thing. They actually helped with parking yesterday by painting letters on the rows. Because they didn't have that before. And over the weekend, there was this crazy story on KOB, on Channel 4, about four cars stolen from the same row. And there's this girl, and she was like, why are people so mean? And why would people do that? Like freaking out, really, really upset because, dude, somebody stole her car, her friend's car, like this, basically this row of cars. Well, last night, I'm like getting ready for bed. And watching the news because, you know, they had a brand new show called Revolution last night.
Oh,
the J.J.
Yeah.
Abrams show.
So
amazing!
Good.
Well, I don't know about that. It was all right. It was good. But I'm still stoked. I'm going to be watching
J.J. Abrams.
So then Tom Joles, you know, Tom Joles, he gets on, you know, and he's like, oh, there was a news, and here's the news, and news, and blah, 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 news, and this has happened, and oh, there's an accident here, and somebody, you know, got taken out over on this side of town, and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden it was like, and follow-up to this weekend stories, Four cars. We had originally reported four cars were stolen over the weekend at the New Mexico State Fair, and turns out they just forgot where they were parked.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, true story.
Four cars, four people from the same row?
Same
were
row.
Were they friends?
Yeah.
Oh, my
All
gosh.
All parked near each other. They thought that their row of cars was stolen. Well, so then the police found them on the premise,
like they're
all
right
parked
here.
Next to each other, and we're like, we found the stolen cars there. Yeah.
Okay.
Turns out they missed it by a few rows. So the New Mexico
State
Fair...
They didn't bother to look?
New Mexico State Fair painted letters and numbers now, so it's like, hey, you're in row A1, so...
Don't forget
that's your row.
Okay, what I hope actually happened is that somebody's just in the business of moving cars for fun.
That would be awesome.
That's all they do is they just move the car.
I don't want to steal the car. I just want to move it like six rows over and freak them out. That would be great.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, so they all, the worst part is they re-showed her. They're like, as first reported, and it was like,
embarrassing.
Why are people so mean? This is what I look like. This is my face, all my friends. Yeah, so they parked in the wrong row. No cars were stolen. But this is, here, just in case you didn't see her face, here she is again. Why are people so mean? Like, yes!
And she's sitting on her couch, like, in shame.
Yeah, hands over her face. You know it!
That's awful.
So, yeah, I hadn't seen, like, a story like that in a long time. It was, I'm sorry. I'm not one to normally laugh at others' misfortunes. Just kidding. I am. And so it was awesome!
It's one of those things.
It was just a great story. Because it's like, yay, your car wasn't stolen.
You just don't
have one of those. I got to be honest, though. I can't fault them. Because when me and Chrissy went to Denver, we went to a Dodger game, you know, at Coors Field. We went to Red Rocks to see Mumford & Sons. Mm-hmm. And both times... I'll tell you what, man. I'm so thankful that they had the markings that said, you're in section E, or you're in... Because even with that, I just had to keep clicking my keys. Like, yeah. All right, any minute now. It's going to honk. Shh. Listen. No?
Yeah.
Come on. And then finally you hear... I kind of heard it.
It's over.
I kind of heard it. Okay.
I don't know if it's vibrating off the walls, though. The acoustics in here are great.
Okay, shh. Okay, where is that? Listen for it. But we had to do that.
Yeah.
It was like 15 minutes to find her car because I couldn't remember.
It's like you're in row 2EZR1.
Yeah.
Oh, how am I going to remember that?
Remember, they need to have
like a password.
Little like post-it notes at the end of every row with little free pencils. Yeah, and you just write down which row you're in. Okay, this is the row I'm in. Okay, because I know I'm going
to
forget.
That's a great idea. You should probably invent something to hang on. The pole
at the end of the rows.
Yeah.
Cause think about that, like, and that's not even bad. Have you driven to Disneyland ever? Like,
not
have you ever had
recently.
To park at Disneyland? Yeah.
No,
when we went to Disneyland, we parked.
We walked.
Okay. Yeah. See, we drove in, we parked, and it's crazy. Cause it's like, okay, wait. Were we Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Jiminy Cricket, Pinocchio, Ariel the Mermaid, Jasmine, Aladdin, Apu, the Genie? Where are we? Where do we park? There's like 147,000 characters.
There should be like a song or something.
Or at least that's the way it used to be. Now, actually, it's much easier. There's like, it's just like stories.
Why
and it's
you
like Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Pluto, Goofy.
Yeah.
I think that's
You're
it
like,
now.
I'm on row Goofy. Is that one?
Yeah.
Is or that, two?
Is that where are... I think... Are you sure it wasn't Geppetto? They both start with G. I am so lost! I don't know.
Which is funny because we have a car remote for our car.
Yeah.
It's just... Like a year ago, we got in a car accident and so we haven't activated it. And... So it's one of those things like
you need to get that fixed.
I know we need to. So it's one of those things like it also starts the car if we're not in it. Like if we want to heat up the car before we get in the car,
that's cool.
So we have that, but it just needs to be activated. And this morning we got in the car and I'm like, it's really cold in here. I'm like, yeah, you better get that remote activated if you want to not deal with this all winter.
Yeah, see, that's my car's like so old. See, Chrissy's car's got the cool like key thing. Mine doesn't have any of that.
Yeah,
and I'm
right now
too
it's like
terrified
we don't have that.
In the neighborhood I live in to like, all right, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna start the car. I'm gonna leave the keys in the car. I'm gonna go inside for 7 seconds to get my coffee, out, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey! No! Okay!
Have it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Enjoy it.
Hope it breaks down on you.
Yeah. So I just know something like that would happen.
Yeah.
So I'm way too terrified to ever do that.
The one time I did that, I learned my lesson. It was like as soon as the first time I really like had my car during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I locked the keys in the car.
See,
I wasted half a tank of gas because I had the heater on full blast, and that's about the time I could get the locksmith to get my keys out of my car because I didn't have a spare. I'm like,
that's
really young.
Yeah, I was going to say, number two, go get another set of keys.
Yeah.
You should probably take care of that as well.
You should, actually.
Speaking
of
cars, it's 7:15.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah. There's construction work, Wyoming, at San Antonio Place and Harper Drive. There's lights are malfunctioning northbound Pan American at Jefferson. More construction work, Broadway, between Iron and Avenida Cesar Chavez.
Nice.
And that is your look at traffic.
You can't just say Cesar Chavez.
Cesar Chavez.
Avenida Cesar Chavez.
No, it's Cesar.
Cesar.
Avenida Cesar Chavez.
Do you call over at Parchments?
Cesar.
Oh, you could just call him Cesar?
Yeah.
You don't call him Cesar.
Cesar.
You have to start saying that every time you see him. Okay.
Hey, Cesar.
Yeah, no matter what. Hey, man, how you doing, Cesar? I love it.
Have a good day, Cesar.
Yes, absolutely. There it is. Traffic brought to you by Cesar over at Parchments. He's right next to Solomon Sports, actually.
Sopo.
Yeah, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast right here on the Calvary campus. If you didn't know, not only do we have a pretty amazing coffee shop, but also a super rad bookstore as well.
Right, they're connected right there.
Parchments. So go check it out, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number, 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. At least that's the number to Sopo. Which is the number I'm calling.
Right now.
Right now.
Except we're not calling the 338-3669. We're calling their extension.
My
Solomon Sports, this is Josh. How can I help you?
Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hello.
How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
Great. Who's your favorite Disney character? Go.
I don't really have one.
What?
No.
Yeah, I don't really watch Disney.
Wait.
Were you ever a child?
Oh, you mean like the old cartoon ones?
Well, I mean, any.
Probably Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, well, that's when I was little.
Let me guess, vanilla is your favorite ice cream, right?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Sorry, stereotyping.
Kermit's
like
your favorite Muppet.
Wait, what?
Kermit, your favorite Muppet. Big Bird, favorite Sesame Street character, right?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Yeah, that is about right.
I don't remember Hermit, but...
Kermit!
Was it
K?
Was that the frog?
Yes!
Oh, no, yeah. No, yeah, you're right there. It's been a while.
Hermit?
Hermit, he's a...
I'm starting to think you are one.
It's cousin. He's yellow.
Can I please get a Captain Americano?
Yes, you can.
And may I have an iced green tea?
Yes. Is that going to be all, or you guys want burritos, too?
No.
That's it.
Unless you have tasty parfaits.
Parfaits? Yes, we do.
Yes! That just made my day. Can you tell?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. I will totally take a parfait when I get there as well. So.
All right. See you when you get here.
All right, man.
Yep.
Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number, 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I hear Benjamin Dunn is actually coming to Albuquerque.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got information from a church.
That's exciting.
We'll have to talk about that coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we just got an email on that. Benjamin Dunn, new artist to Static Radio that we've been playing. Rumor has it, he's coming through Albuquerque.
Rumor has
it. I knew you were going to say that because you do that every single time.
Why do you
time.
Say that nine so. Times out of ten? So often.
Touche. Touche. Coming up, we're going to talk about how one 10-year-old beagle almost single-handedly took down a family's wealth, income, finances. Maybe not that far. But, yeah. Oh, pets. The wondrous joy and love of pets.
Oh, good.
Talk about that. So get your horrible animal stories ready.
Yes.
Right now, some Benjamin Dunn for you. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Chariots. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
I have to take my hat off. It's hurting my brow.
Your brain.
Yeah. What, do I have a line now?
Oh, dude, yeah. You have, not only have a line, we have like a big red dot right here.
Big red dot?
Yeah.
Wait, right like
there.
A...
No, it's like where, what's on your hat right there that's making it like indent in?
I don't know. That.
Tag?
Tag.
Yeah, you can totally see it.
Great.
I won't look.
Got a new hat.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know.
Arr.
What?
It's Buccaneers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job, actually. So, yeah. We're like pirates.
Oh, look. I didn't even see that. I promise. I didn't even see that.
What, the Buccaneers on
yeah,
the back?
That it says Buccaneers on the back. Yeah.
Right.
I didn't know.
There it is.
That's what I'm saying. We got a comment on Facebook that I'm a little taken back by. Mike says, hey, Mitch, what does having your heater on full blast have to do with using so much gas? Pretty sure everything, because I wasted half a tank of gas. It was on full when
okay,
I walked.
Okay, so to catch everybody else up.
No, I don't care.
Other than you and Mike here on Facebook, yeah. What are you guys talking about?
Well, we're talking about the first time that I locked my keys in the car. First and only time. I started my car, uh-huh. And it was freezing, so I put the heater on full blast, and then I proceeded to get out of the car, lock the doors, and shut it. Okay. So I locked the keys in the car, and the car was on, and the heater was on full blast, and it by like 30 to 45 minutes later, it was the time that the guy could get around to unlocking my car.
Uh-huh.
And by so that time, I'd wasted an entire, like, half a tank of gas, so...
Half a tank of gas.
Because my heater was on full blast, and my car was on. For like 45 minutes, just chilling.
And you actually saw half a tank of gas go down on your...
Yes, I promise you. I promise you. It was full.
And it was because you had your gas on.
My gas and my heater.
Yeah, I mean your heater on.
It was... yeah, I had...
Because when your heater's on, that wastes gas.
Yes!
That's the logic you're going with?
Yes.
You're sticking to that?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to claim that?
What? Okay. What?
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you would like to chime in on the conversation.
Doesn't the air conditioner take gas as well?
What?
Doesn't it, like, waste gas?
Does it take gas?
Doesn't it waste, like, doesn't it use a little bit of gas to, like... Yeah,
there's a little mini tank inside your car, actually. So there's your gas tank, and then that gas funnels to a mini tank inside your heater and your air conditioner, and it can't run. Your AC and your heater
can't run
without gas because they're gas-powered.
Right, so...
No!
This is gas.
I know.
Then why
I'm
does
claiming
your car,
myth.
Why does your car have to be
myth
started?
On this one.
I watched an episode of Mythbusters last night, and I'll see if they test this out.
Wait, why does your car have to be started? It still takes electricity. It still has to be on.
Okay, so it's just electricity? Because I figure gas is used to heat my house.
Uh-huh.
So why wouldn't
it be
used?
Never heard of an electric stove?
I have an electric stove, but...
Static!
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Mitch, just letting you know, the heater doesn't waste more gas. And the whole AC thing, the reason why they say it takes more gas is there's a clutch attached to your serpentine system that reduces the power.
There really is a snake in my car?
No, that's the name of the belt. It's not actually a snake. It's a serpentine belt.
You just learned something as today.
I just want to live in a place where it's not required to drive a car. Everyone's happy. We walk or ride a train everywhere.
A train?
I want to go to New York because it would be awesome there.
I feel that would be better because me and cars, if my car even gets close to breaking down, like if it even starts like making a weird noise, I just cry. I just cry. I don't know what to do.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for the
You're
call.
Welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know why half a tank of gas was gone then.
Yeah, exactly.
I promise
I don't
you.
Either.
I promise you.
You should totally go look into that.
Well, I don't
mean,
have
your
that car
was
anymore.
Running.
Yeah.
It does take gas for your car to be on.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if it's idling for an hour.
It was awful.
It's still going to waste gas.
Yeah, my heater was on full blast. Are you sure? Like, is it?
I'm sure.
I'm going to have to talk to Mythbusters about this. Those guys know everything.
They have to have done that. Where it's like, hey, does it waste more gas to... Because people talk about... here. And here's the thing. This funny thing is, a few years ago, I read this article. And it was talking about this very thing. Wasting gas... running the air conditioner versus actually it wastes more gas on the freeway to have your windows open than your AC on because of the aerodynamics of everything. And at least according to this article in Popular Science or whatever I was reading it on. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is we're running the engine and having the car heater full blast is a very, very good thing. I often gas gophers in my yard.
Like people siphoning your gas?
So, no. There's a little attachment that you can put on your car exhaust system, and you hook a garden hose up to that attachment on the back end of your exhaust system. And when you see the gopher holes in your yard, you go look for the gopher holes, and you shove the garden hose into the gopher holes. Okay?
Got it.
And then the gophers get all kinds of car exhaust. But a lot of times I will let that run for about 30 or 45 minutes to flood the gopher burrows with car exhaust, carbon monoxide, and it kills them really well.
Right.
I think that's...
And the reason why it's good that you have the heater on is because if you're blowing out the hot air, it keeps your engine cool.
Exactly.
Right. Like, I know you're supposed to do that if your car is overheating.
Huh?
Heater up.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so the car doesn't overheat,
Yeah. So you know a little something.
Yeah, it's the worst
way
in the summertime.
That is one of the more interesting ways I've ever heard about killing gophers. And where do you live that you kill gophers?
Please tell me you don't live in Albuquerque.
It's the cleanest way.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Needless Alamos.
Oh, okay. Ah. There it is. Los Alamos. Makes sense.
Oh, by the way, we do not get the static newspaper up here, so we have to make special trips into Albuquerque to get one.
Do you happen to own, like, a tablet of any kind, like an iPad or anything like that?
I got a computer, yeah.
Okay, so you can get it in PDF form right at our website, mystaticradio.com. So you can download the PDF version. That way you don't have to waste a ton of gas, unless you just like it in print form.
Yeah, it's kind of like buying a CD online rather than just...
There you go.
It.
Yeah.
No, we found a new stand in the Albuquerque area last weekend, and we picked one up.
Nice. Right on, man.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Killing gophers.
That sounds like something my mom would have to worry about.
What, in like Durango?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
So now we know why... that part of Los Alamos smells like rotting flesh.
Aww.
Yeah, because it's not like they gas gophers and then dig them up.
Right.
Right. Ugh.
Just a bunch of dead gophers.
Okay, so fertilizing. So Mythbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it.
They did it?
Yeah, they did it with AC in a large SUV on a racetrack.
And?
Negligible.
What does that mean? negative?
No, they proved that you do save a little gas by not using your AC, but it was negligible. And for the amount of comfort lost, it's not worth it.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
For those that have an actual AC, use it.
Yeah, I use the AC.
Man, my car, the AC was busted for years. Which, by the way, John Chitwood, thank you so much. I'm telling you, man, it was awful. Going summers without an air conditioner, terrible.
Right now, every time I drive with Celeste, it's like windows down.
Oh,
because she doesn't have an AC. Oh,
I would have to change my shirt when I got home because it was like soaked.
Yeah,
I'm not even joking.
Oh no, I believe you because that's how it is in her car every single time.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny.
For reals, yo, 505-338-3700, the phone number. I teased this. Well, last time we were talking.
Yeah.
And I feel like we need to get to this at some point, and we will, but we got to take a quick break. Coming up, I want to talk about this beagle and this dog. Family dog, 10 years old. What he did that could have absolutely destroyed this family's cash flow.
That's scary. Little beagle.
Little beagle. So coming up, fun horror stories from your animals. We'll talk about that on the way back. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. New Math. Song called Backfire right here on Static Radio. Those guys were here this last Friday along with Civil Twilight, and I heard it was an absolutely incredible show.
Yeah, and my Friday backfired. On
I see what you did there.
Yeah, because I couldn't go.
Why?
Because the Epicenter conference was going on. So my husband, who would have gone with me, was working, and I didn't want to go by myself. And it was one of those, what do I do moments. So I just went home and slept, and I cried myself to sleep.
Okay.
That was it.
All right. You going to be okay?
I'm fine now.
Okay, that's Thank good. You. That's good. So, Static Decision 2012 coming up. October 11th through the 13th. It is time to decide.
What will you do?
Yeah. Who will you vote for in the realm of radio? If you love Static Radio, please vote for us. And you can do that by giving us your money.
Please.
No, yeah, it is our next big fundraiser. Static Decision 2012 going down October 11th through the 13th. We're a listener-supported station, and it's because of your donations that we're able to keep broadcasting.
So we actually do need your money.
We really do. And early voting going on right now. We're actually up to $315 Woo! Already, which is very, very cool.
It's amazing.
Considering it hasn't even kicked off yet. Every dollar that we get right now goes towards the Static Decision 2012, and we have a lofty goal.
Yes.
We will get to that during the Static Decision 2012.
Going on in October 11th.
October, that's right.
Through the 13th.
11th through the 13th. You can early vote right now at mystaticradio.com. It's the very first thing you see when you go to our website. But vote now. Vote early.
Vote and, often.
Yeah, that's right. And check it out at mystaticradio.com. Now, it is just before 8 o'clock, which means New Music Tuesday
coming up
here in just a few with our music director, Billiam. But I wanted to talk about this real quick.
Okay.
A Florida family says they were able to recover $300 that had been eaten by their beagle.
That's a lot of money for a dog to eat.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Okay.
I'd be so angry.
First of all, I don't understand why you would have $300. They had a cash wad just kind of hanging out. Wad of cash.
Money smells
bucks.
Good.
Money does not smell good.
I think money smells
good. Money is gross.
I know it's gross. Oh. I think it smells good, though.
I had to help with offering this last Sunday.
Ooh.
I kid you not. It was like, I just touched change. I just touched change. I had to scrub my hands for like 10 minutes.
Oh, gross.
I don't like touching money. It's... Money's gross, dude.
Yeah, it is gross.
I don't know where you've been.
Gross.
It's just grubby hands. And
yeah, and a dog ate it.
Dog ate it. Corey and Hope O'Kelly of Largo, Florida, said their 10-year-old beagle, Arnie, downed $300 while they were sleeping last month, and they soon decided the only way to recoup their loss would be to collect the pieces of money from the poo.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross.
Couple said they took Arnie on extra walks.
Now we really don't know where the money's actually been.
We're collecting his dog due in order to retrieve their cash. And she said she was delighted when Arnie assisted by throwing up a couple times. She said, we found a pile of vomit and I was like, yes!
You'd much rather dig through the vomit than through the poo.
Stop talking.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
I don't know. She said her father's wife and sister-in-law assisted with helping to piece the money back together after it had been cleaned. Process took about 90 minutes with wine.
Wine?
Yeah, I guess they used wine. Either they used wine or they were just drinking it because they're like, we are going through dog poo. Give me that bottle. I have no idea. It says with wine. That's all it says.
I think that's a good way to clean it.
Maybe both. Because that's awful.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
The couple said their story has a happy ending with their bank agreeing to replace the cash since they were able to piece the bills back together well enough to read the serial numbers. But yeah, Arnie the dog ate $300 off of their... could you imagine? That's all the cash you have in the house. Like, all your cash. This is... All right, guys. This is our grocery money. This is everything for the week. This is what we've got. All right. I'll see you guys in the morning. And then all of a sudden, the dog eats everything.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I would never jump to the conclusion...
That your dog ate it?
My dog ate it.
Somebody broke in and stole your cash in the night?
I'd assume that. I'd be like, well, someone came in and took all our money then.
Maybe there was like trails. Because when my dog gets into like the trash or something, there's usually a trail. Yeah. It's never just like, oh, wow, that's weird. We have no more trash.
Yeah.
There's like a random egg or toilet paper or something.
He totally ate something.
Yeah.
But he left a mess while he was
probably.
At it.
Probably. So there's probably like little shreds of money along the way. Like, whoa.
No, you did not.
Yeah. So they followed him around. Just dug through the poo. That's what you got to do.
That dog has a lot of diseases now. I see what you did there.
I make myself laugh. Has your dog ever done anything, I mean, to the effect of $300 or anything? I mean,
no, not to the effect of $300.
Man, I just can't even.
We bought a kennel.
Okay.
Because my dog, I have two dogs.
Yeah.
And so actually one of them sleeps in the kennel now. The other one's good enough where we can leave him out throughout the night and he's fine. But we bought it originally for our older dog because he, in the middle of the night, would literally just like go and see, like quietly tip over the trash can. And it wasn't like a little tiny trail. It was
right
everywhere. You couldn't vacuum that up.
You know, you're like a sweeping way to fix carpet. That. You could take the trash out.
Put the dog down.
To bed.
Oh.
Wow. Really?
No.
You could have just not taken really. The trash out before you went to bed, and then you wouldn't have that issue.
Yeah, but I'm a girl.
Okay.
And so I just didn't.
So Kelly, calling you out. Kelly, you could have taken the trash out, bro.
Right?
No. Right?
It was just one of those things where like, and he did it so often that we're like, what the heck? Like, even if the trash was closed,
yeah,
he'd get into it.
Yeah.
And it never woke us up.
Yeah, dude, our puppy, we've only had him for a year and already, yeah, just a few short weeks ago, rainstorm going on. We've been remodeling. Mm. We repainted the whole house. We've been preparing for a new baby. And so we had this gorgeous, I don't know, it was like the size of that door.
It's
so whatever that
it's
is.
It's huge.
6 foot by 4 foot.
How much do you think it weighed?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't lift it by myself.
Yeah.
It was really heavy. Huge, huge framed mirror.
And it's glass. Or mirror.
Well,
but it's a mirror.
I did say it was a mirror.
Right,
so.
Right. So it's really heavy and
breakable. Thank you. I'm thinking they got that out of the fact I said it was a mirror. But
it's really
if you'd
fragile.
Like to if in case you've never seen a mirror before, they're really fragile. It's made of glass or mirror stuff. Whatever mirrors are made out of.
Dust.
Yes, mirror dust. That's exactly what it
Shut
is.
Shut up.
So we have this gorgeous, huge mirror, and I hadn't been able to put it up because it's so heavy that it actually ripped bolts out of the wall. You know?
Oh.
I mean, that's how heavy it was.
No, drywall
so
can't hold
we,
it.
Yeah. And so we had to, you know, try and... Okay, so I hadn't been able to do that yet, so it was leaning up against the wall, but it's so heavy that it would not budge. Well, a couple weeks ago, you know, we have tile now. We don't have carpet anymore. And so our dog was coming back in from rainstorm, and apparently thunder and lightning scared him. So he was running through the door, ran around the corner, and tried to, like, make the corner, but he was still wet, and slid on the tile and slammed right into Aww. The mirror.
I feel so bad for him.
Thankfully, was able to run out of the way because giant 6 foot mirror then went tink
everywhere.
Glass everywhere. Mirror shards everywhere.
That's so upsetting.
Everywhere.
Yeah, and on tile.
And
on
so,
tile.
Yeah. I would have rather my dog eaten $300 because then at least I can go back and like go through the poo and find money and like, okay, here it is.
Not to mention this mirror is definitely worth over $300.
I hope not.
It was really, really nice. It was a gift. I was really
it was
like
a housewarming gift.
The first time Kelly and I went over, I was like, I covet that mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he proceeded to tell me all about it. I'm like, oh, I like it more now.
Yeah, which sucks because that was like the centerpiece. That was
yeah.
the piece, you know, in the hall. Oh, dude, that's a gorgeous
amazing.
Mirror. I know, right? Great. Yeah. Thank you, puppy of love. Shattered it.
Gone.
So, mirror gone. But yeah, crazy animal stories. We're going to have to put it on pause. Bink! Because guess what?
New Music Tuesday
it's
time.
It's 8 o'clock. So, we got New Music Tuesday coming up. Right back, we've got Billiam hanging out with us, so don't go anywhere. All your favorite jams.
Jammy jams.
Or your least favorite. Who knows?
We'll find out.
Dig It and Bury It on the way back. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
I totally hit the wrong theme song.
Well, I'm going to look at the Baywatch. Here.
Yeah, that didn't work. Hit the wrong one. There we go. Okay. I meant to hit Knight Rider. I hit Baywatch.
Different now.
What? You don't...
Different
I
intro.
I feel like I'd be worthy of a slow motion entrance there.
Okay. Pretend like this is your theme song, Billiam, and you just come on in for New Music Tuesday. All right. You ready?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, there's new music over there.
I better save it. Come to me, these new tracks of beauty.
Wow. Nicely done.
And I'm a hero.
You are.
The tracks are rescued.
And you look great in a red bathing suit. Wait. Mm. Whoa, wait.
One piece?
That was... Well, yeah.
Wait, are you just wearing trunks? Or?
Where did we... What just happened?
Baywatch.
Okay. Woo! Sorry. It's what happens when you play the Baywatch theme song.
Oh, yeah.
It just happens.
It creates all these feelings.
Whoa. Feelings.
Never, ever, 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 ever saw that show.
Really?
Ever.
I'm pretty sure I stumbled upon it as a little kid, and my mom would change the channel. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Watching Hasselhoff, Mom. Yeah.
It is Tuesday. Billiam is in studio, hey, which means dude. New Music Tuesday.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Does it mean it today? Do we have new music?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We just got a Locals Rules submission.
Really?
Like this morning or last night.
Okay.
Yeah, from Dusty Hughes.
Ooh, all right.
Dusty Hughes.
So we're going to play it? We literally just got that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, yeah, we'll play it. We'll let the people decide.
Obviously, we haven't
decide.
Heard it yet.
No, I've listened to the first 3 seconds.
Okay.
I could tell it was a jam.
You're like, save it for radio!
Yes.
Should we save that, or do you want to play that first? What do you want to do? You tell me where we go.
I think we should open with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You already got it uploaded?
Really start the day off with a bang.
Look
yeah.
at you, man.
It's called Home to You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Home All right. To Dusty you. Hughes is the artist.
Yes.
Local submission.
Mm-hmm.
Got it this morning. And you already load it into the system.
Yeah.
Because that's how amazing you are. All right. Dusty Hughes, local artist, dig it or bury it. I can't wait to hear it just by your reaction. So this is going to be fun. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
In the morning. We'll never get that.
Static Radio.
Well, this trip's taking
local artist, Dusty Hughes, right here on New Music Tuesday. Song called Home to You.
Yeah.
What do you think? 505-338-3700. That would be our phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Josiah says, good morning, this is K-Love. Bury it.
Yeah.
And then Nate says, not bad, but very CCM, bury.
See, and that's kind of how I feel. It wasn't awful.
No.
We've gotten some really terrible local submissions before.
Yeah.
That was not terrible.
Right. No, that was just kind of in a completely different genre than what we do.
For what he was trying to do, I thought he pulled it off rather nicely. It just, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Static.
Yeah. It's just not my deal, man. Bury it.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Phoebe says, really dig it, but probably not static material.
See, and that's it. Yeah, not necessarily what you would hear. Like, oh, man, I'm going to turn on that static, boy. I'll tell you what, they play some real good music.
I'm in the mood for some medium slow tempo tunes.
Static.
Hey, it kind of reminds me of his Billiam's entrance.
Of what?
Billiam's entrance.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I like that, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem. Right.
Full of emotion.
505-338-3700. That's why we do New Music Tuesday. We want to know what you guys think.
Maybe that could be your entrance.
Or the background to like one of those animal shelter commercials.
That's exactly it. There it is.
Okay.
So let's do something
more uppity,
more produced now.
More produced.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paper Route.
Oh,
got a new All thing right. happening.
Paper Route.
Mm-hmm.
Paper Route. Paper Route.
Song's called You and I.
You and Beak. I. All right.
Forever.
The Peace of Wild Things.
Yeah.
That's their new
That's
record.
That's the new album name.
All right.
The Peace. It reminds me of Where the Wild Things Are, that book.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they're not related at all.
No. Maurice Sendak, the author of that, passed away this last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see the movie?
I did see the movie.
It was cool.
I absolutely loved it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that book, that was one of my favorite books as a kid.
Yeah, I'd always have my parents read it to me.
Yeah, my mom always read that book to me. And then, you know, with our boys as well, they loved that book and therefore the movie, you know. So, gosh, what a great movie. And, you know, Karen O doing the soundtrack was pretty cool. So,
yeah. Hopefully Paper Route can live up to some kind of Where the Wild Things Are standard.
I know.
Here.
We just totally like...
Yeah.
Remember all
really
the best parts
zone.
Of childhood? That's what this reminds me of. It better not suck. Yeah, so there it is. Paper out. You and I...
Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Brand new music here on New Music Tuesday. It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Hey.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Paper route.
What is...
You and I.
What do you say normally, route or route?
I can't remember why.
I say route.
But I'm pretty sure it's route. Someone, Thebes, you're grammar Nazi. Is paper route, paper route?
Okay, here's the question. The famous road that goes through the state of New Mexico.
Route 66?
Yes.
But you're taking a different... route?
Rerouting.
You're rerouting. It's not rerouting. It's rerouting.
Okay.
Let me reroute you there.
And so if you have a paper route, that's maybe like it's, your paper boy and that's your route?
Paper route.
Paper it's route. Paper route. Maybe it's root if you're from Canada.
Maybe.
Hey.
Static.
Hey, you wouldn't say Route 66.
That's what I just said. Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Whatever.
Yeah. Obviously, you wouldn't say Route 66.
You're only answering the calls that are agreeing with you.
That's unfair.
Well, that's like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Caribbean.
It's Caribbean. I'm just kidding. I say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Like, no, you do not.
Oh, man.
Pirates of the Caribbean? No.
This conversation is ruined.
Oh. Ruined.
Oh. Ruined, I tell you.
It's New Music Tuesday.
It is New Music Tuesday. Why are you guys jerks?
Oh, my goodness.
It's New Music Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday.
How do you say Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Do you say Tuesday?
I say Tuesday.
You say Tuesday.
Tuesday.
How do you say it?
Tuesday.
You had like a Y.
Tuesday?
This is how you spelled Tuesday. T-Y-U-E.
I'm sorry. I guess you guys didn't notice that it's spelled T-U-E-S. Tues.
It's T-U-E.
Yeah, Tues.
Two.
No, that's not. T-U. That's T-W-O-S. Tues.
Tuesday.
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 Oh, man.
Nobody cares but the people in this room.
I know,
New
right?
Music Tuesday with Paper Route. Or root.
Dang it.
Dig it or bury it.
It's a big circle.
Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I wanted to like jump in the air and freeze frame high five you guys. Like at the end of Saved by the Bell.
It was pretty like epic 80s theme going on.
That's what it reminded me of, to be completely honest. So I don't know if I dug it or what.
So did it match up to your standards of childhood? Like this is where we started.
Maybe I did say I wanted a freeze frame high five like the end of Saved by the Bell, which is childhood. So
yeah.
Josh says, love it. One of the best new songs I've heard in a while, besides Anne Verlaine, he says.
Okay.
Stephanie says, love. Nate says, I just can't. Please bury. And Josiah says, dig it. Thebe says, it's all right. Gets lost amongst the others. I won't change the station.
Okay.
Jeff says, dig. JD says, dig, but all these songs are making me extra sleepy. And Anna and Amber both say dig.
All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. New Music Tuesday. And what do we got?
Let's do something completely random.
No. Okay.
It was a listener suggestion. They're called Danielson.
Daniel's?
Like.
Danielson. Like
Ralph Macchio?
Oh, Danielson.
Danielson.
Right.
Let me train you the ways of karate.
So it's not Danielson. It's Danielson.
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 Okay.
You have to say it like
the
that.
The song is called Did I Step on Your Trumpet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so listener suggestion.
Uh-huh.
I love that because we got a listener suggestion for a culture shock. And I got that email yesterday. I still haven't listened to it. Oh,
yeah. Neither have I. I'm sorry.
Is this one of those where it's like, I don't know. A listener suggested it, but...
It's really cool, but it's really out there at the same time. So I need someone else's opinion on this.
All right. The band is called Danielson. Did I Step on Your Trumpet? Name of the song. Dig It or Bear It. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Hey. In the morning.
Static Radio.
Yeah, so that was Daniel's son.
Produced by Danny Elfman.
I didn't mean to do that. Hold on. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Welcome to New Music Tuesday with Billiam.
Yeah.
Static Radio. Sorry. I just got lost.
So those guys are like music veterans. They have so many albums. And that's probably not their newest stuff, but that was the song that the listener suggested. So
okay.
I figured, why not?
Daniel's son, Did I Step on Your Trumpet? Hello, what do you think?
Well, I really don't care if they stepped on my trumpet or not. They stepped on my brain, and please, bury it. Bury it deep, deep within, like, the center of the earth so it burns forever.
That's full of hate.
Thank you so much for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that I loved that.
You were giggling the whole time. You were like stoked.
I watched Nightmare Before Christmas like throughout the entire year because I like that music. I think it's hilarious.
Can I shock and bum you out?
You don't like it at all.
Because on the flip side, this is about to like happen the opposite of what normal life is.
You've never seen Nightmare Before Christmas? I cannot believe this.
I've never seen Nightmare
Before Christmas. I will lend you the
serious?
Movie, and I really will.
I am totally 100% serious.
Oh my
gosh.
That's
so shocking.
We were supposed to watch it. Dating me, in high school, it was out already. And so in a class, they made us watch it, you know, like it was right before Christmas in high school. And so they were like, hey, free day, we're going to watch it. I fell asleep.
I cannot believe you.
I was, sorry. I've never seen it all the way through. I've seen like the first 20 minutes and totally fell asleep. I'm sorry. I saw Corpse Bride.
Okay, that doesn't
there
count.
Was no singing in that one.
Right.
I liked that one.
Oh, that's right. You don't like singing.
I don't know.
Corpse Bride had some singing.
Yeah, not much.
Static.
What's up, guys?
What up?
First of all, Steve-O, you go home and you watch that movie.
Really?
Classic.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've never seen it.
I own it.
So nice.
Yeah.
So, okay, now the song. I've never been on drugs, but had I ever been, that might be the soundtrack that is playing through my head.
Seriously.
I'm going to go with Mitch on this one and say dig just because I feel a little weird right now.
Thank you so much for the call.
Right on, guys. Have a good morning.
You too. Epic right there. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
I feel like this is a common thing happening because Josh says, bah-ha-ha, laughing all the way through the song. Gotta love it, only for a good laugh.
There you go. All right.
let's see. Isaiah says, bury it from the start. I couldn't take listening to this.
I think it's going to be 50-50.
Yeah.
Static.
Now, check it out. My dad used to drop acid back when he was in the army in Germany. And thankfully, I was never one to get into drugs. But this is what I would imagine an acid trip to be like, is something like this.
Yeah.
On the flip side, though, it sounds nothing like what you guys play. So I am going to say, I'm going to dig it.
Cool.
Oh, wow. All right. There you go.
Sweet. Thanks.
Paul in Houston says, this Danielson song is definitely Wax Off. They need Mr. Miyagi to do that hand thing on it and try and save it. Yes.
He heals it?
Yes. Yes. I love that. I forgot about that. Why? How does that heal it again?
He has magic.
Because he's building up all his... He's building up all the chi. Oh, I shall heal you.
What is this, Dragon Ball Z? Like,
yes. Action heal.
Static.
Hey, it's Niles.
Niles.
Okay, so...
Not enough growling, right?
That was pretty amazing. It bothered my brain.
Wow, okay.
So like, okay, so have you ever been on drugs? Like everyone else is calling? I can just imagine that's what it would be like.
That is amazing.
Okay, so I dig it, and I got three of the digs from Family Matters at my house.
All right. Nice. There you go. Thanks for the call, right. Niles.
Bye.
All right, man.
Okay,
so pretty much everybody's like, I've never been on drugs.
So is this the new, like, salad fingers?
Do you remember,
like, rusty spoons?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That thing?
Yeah, where it's, like, creepy. And yeah, like, you feel weird.
Yeah, no, the first time I watched it, I was, like, a sophomore in high school. I'm like, I've never been on drugs, but I feel like I am now.
Right.
So it's, like, one of those feelings.
Yeah.
Thank you. Daniel's son?
I don't know, man.
Go for it.
Static.
Hey, if you like, I liked it a lot. And if you like it because it's because of Nightmare Before Christmas, you got to check out Mirror Mask.
Mirror Mask.
Yeah, really cool. If you like the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, cool.
Check it out.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mirror Mask.
Phoebe says, "Man, blast from the past. Daniel's son has been around for years. Not for the casual radio listener, obviously. unless they don't want to be the casual radio listener."
Ah. Ooh.
Outside the box. So he loves it.
Original hipster!
Tyler says no.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah.
Everybody else has this, like, monologue going on. And just no.
Alan says, oh my gosh, stop the madness. This is horrible. And McKaylee, she says,
Okay. I like Todd.
Todd, click.
Silence in the room now.
Yeah.
He turned off the radio.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's over. And Crystal says, this sounds like some kind of messed up kid song. Ken said it sounds like System of a Down wrote for a song on Sesame Street. Right? Wake up!
Yep.
Yeah, no bueno, she says. Amber says, please, for the sake of my ears, make it stop. So 50-50. We are very 50-50.
Yeah.
Nate says, this is an excellent song. For a cheesy church video. Not everyday radio.
All right.
So, yeah, a lot of, let's see what else.
It's so funny because most people that actually like it, like Josiah.
Yeah, Josiah says, this song is so strange. It's awesome. Dig it.
But it's not because it's like, man, this sounds fantastic. It's like, I don't know what's happening to my mind.
Yeah.
I love it.
JD says, sounds like someone played the Shins and they might be Giant Song at the same time. I'm going to say dig. Why? I have no idea.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So
they took
there
us by surprise.
Danielson. All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Wow, we are getting tons of comments on this song.
Yeah.
I didn't expect this attention.
Kelly, my husband, says, Jungle Book, right? King Louie?
No, I never saw Jungle Book either. I'm sorry!
Are you even real?
Yeah, I never saw Jungle Book.
Oh my gosh.
That was the one with the kid and the monkey, right?
Yeah, man.
What?
That was Mowgli. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
why are you talking like that? Because I asked a question and you said...
Bare necessity, no. Simple, but no.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Jeannie says, quirky, love it.
Never saw Fox and the Hound either.
Oh, dude, that was never my saw. Movie.
I'm trying to think of all the ones. The Rescuers, never saw The Rescuers.
Well, The Rescuers is okay.
Under.
I really like The Rescuers, but Fox and the Hound, probably have it in, like we talked about yesterday, the clamshell. You probably have it.
Fox and the Hound, that's a tearjerker. Right?
Call me when you guys see The Black Cauldron and we'll talk.
I've seen that.
Okay, never mind.
It's one of the older ones.
Yeah.
It wasn't really popular either.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Who else do we have? Linnea says, no, please, no, bury it.
Okay. All right, you going to check the phones?
Yeah.
Static.
So, how come you've never seen those movies?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
Turn tables.
You didn't like as a kid, like, oh, let's watch movies.
Okay, I'll be completely honest right now.
You watched movies that were inappropriate
for children. I didn't grow up in the most normal of settings, so, like, I remember being a child, no kidding, like 8 years old, and my mom taking me to see Aliens. Not being funny. So I saw Aliens and Terminator, and I saw...
You were never babysitted?
Babysitted?
Oh, whatever.
Whatevs.
Yeah. but I mean, I didn't watch The Jungle Book. I'm sorry. I didn't watch
Bride of Chucky.
I didn't watch Nightmare Before Christmas. We were busy watching Nightmare on Elm Street. So, part three,
so
The Dream Warriors.
Weird.
So, I'm just telling you now. Yeah. And thus how I turned out, how I did.
So proud of you.
Don't deprive your kids buy those movies and watch them with your kids.
Okay. Yeah. Can do.
He's already.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks. 505-338-3700, the phone number. My kids are like, what are you talking about? They love The Lion King.
Do they?
That's probably their favorite movie.
Okay, see, well, I remember
We've seen it 147,000 times.
They like cartoons, but they're not like all about them.
They love Aladdin. I would say Lion King is probably their number one as far as like cartoon Disney movies go. Oh,
love Lion King.
Yeah, but then like Nemo, Toy Story, all of Pixar, we've seen tons.
They're like really new. Well, newer.
Then we started off on like the Friday the 13th and the Nightmare. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Totally. Actually, to be completely honest, right now, and I'm not joking, we're going through the 1930s and 40s horror movies.
Oh, okay.
So we watched Wolfman last week, and the week before that, we watched Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Wolfman.
Because it's all like music. There's no like crazy killing and blood and no, other things you
no,
see.
No like effects besides like
yeah exactly
like furry jackets.
So it was all like it's they're pretty rad back then. Lon Chaney Jr. and Bela Lugosi and
Bela Lugosi. Yeah.
Yes. He played the gypsy in The Wolfman. He was the original Wolfman for about 4 seconds.
About four.
Yeah. So anyways. Yeah, sorry guys. Okay. I'm ruining everything because I never saw the Jungle Book.
Oh, whatever. I go through this every 4 seconds.
That's because you haven't seen classics like Raiders of the Lost Ark or the Star Wars trilogy.
We have New Music Tuesday going on.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
You guys can bicker later.
Okay. Yeah, because we'll be at the State Fair broadcasting live. Yeah. Not only do we have to spend all morning together, we now have to spend all afternoon together broadcasting live. So
reunited.
And it feels so good.
Except we were never not knighted.
Yeah, we've been totally knighted the whole time.
Like knighting.
Yes.
Cool.
All right, New Music Tuesday. We got a couple more.
Yeah, so this band, they are One and Tooth and Nail's most recent sign-ons.
Oh, cool.
They're called Abandoned Pools.
I like this already.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because the title has Sublime in it. So I'm like, I don't practice it. No?
No, okay. It's not Sublime. Okay. Sadly. Because Sublime, I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love reggae and ska. And
as do I.
I'll be made fun of it for the rest of my life.
So never. I know. No, okay, I have a bunch of high schoolers because I.
You have high schoolers? What are you doing?
Finish your sentence.
I have a bunch
complete
of high schoolers.
Sentences.
I'm kind of a leader in a youth group.
Okay.
Don't cricket noise me. And all the high schoolers were like, Ska's dead. Ska will forever be dead. And I just cry in a corner, like all the time.
Wow. You're going to be okay?
No.
They don't know anything. They're just in high school.
So Abandoned Pools.
Yeah.
Sublime.
Yeah. Sublime Currency.
That's right. Sublime Currency is the name of the song and the record.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. Brand new music from Abandoned Pools. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O, Mitch, and William.
Yes.
In the morning.
Static Radio. So that's Abandoned Pools. Sublime Currency right here on Static Radio. Let us know what you think. It is New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. Hello.
Totally gotta dig it.
Totally gotta dig it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I feel like I was at the Electric Light Parade at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I was 9. It was great. Man, I loved that. Every time I hear any kind of like crazy electronic like guitar solo type stuff, that's what I think of. The Electric Light Parade at Disneyland.
That's not what I think of.
Like weird trippy bugs that light up.
I think of So Say We All and their crazy girl keyboard player who just shreds nonstop.
They played the fair last night.
They did.
Missed it. Static.
Hey.
Niles.
Hey.
Okay, I dig it. And again, I got 3 other digs.
All right. Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll talk to him again tomorrow morning for Way Too Early Wednesday because he calls every week. Impending doom. You don't even have to call in tomorrow. We already know Niles.
They throw up in their music.
Yeah.
Every song.
Poor guy.
I know. He's just really sick during that album.
Yeah.
Josh is blabbery. I was just reading what
the way to go. I like that.
Josiah says, bury it. Nate says, I really dig this and I don't know why.
Okay.
More of those. Dennis says, it's nice. Don't love, but good.
Okay.
Jeff says, awesome. Awesome to the max.
Yes.
To the max.
To the max. We got to bring that back.
Yeah. Thebe says, Terry Crews' gun in The Expendables? use it on this song. I don't want to bury you. I just want to explode.
Unnecessary force, Steve.
Oh, man. Static. Hello? Hello?
Diggerberry.
Hi.
Hi.
I love your music.
Thank
oh,
you.
Good.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, you. How old are you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. What is your age? Are you 3?
I'm 6.
You're 6?
Okay.
Wow.
Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I like how young people can put words together like you're welcome, like yelcome.
I need to remember that just because she's 6 doesn't mean she's deaf. Did you notice that I started talking really louder. Slowly and loud?
Yeah.
How old are you?
It's like in the movies when the aliens invade Earth, we just stand there. I am friend.
Welcome to Earth.
You will understand me because I'm talking loud and slow.
And you have a big peace sign as if they know what that means.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. I'm preparing.
Now we're talking about aliens.
Children, when babies, I'll tell you right now, I'm preparing everybody around me. I'm telling you and warning you and preparing you. Do not speak baby talk to my kid.
Okay, see, here's the thing. Whenever I'm around kids, people...
If you do that,
I will fight you. No, I'm like, hey, kid, what's up?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing that makes me... it doesn't matter who it is. It could be Stever. It could be like, hey, I'm Man did it real, all right. Hey, baby.
Hey, it's a good little baby. Who's a little baby? It's such a baby.
And I'm like, they don't understand that.
They know how, but they hear higher voices.
No.
They do.
Prove that.
I can't prove
how?
It. It has been because they don't.
How?
It's just their ears right now.
It's their ears. They hear things with them.
With the higher.
What makes you say that?
Many classes.
Did you read a study? You read a study on that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They recognize higher tones.
They do. Exactly.
A study according to Bransford's.
No.
Right.
No, I took classes. Uh-huh. Early childhood development.
Bransford University says.
Sounds prestigious.
It actually does. Yeah. Bransford University. I like that.
Not many people can.
Uh-huh.
Never mind.
It's a low
so you understand higher? So when I get really...
No, they hear it. They hear it easier.
Hi. Hi. And you have to say the same word 9 times?
Hi.
Hi.
You're so cute.
Oh, hi.
You're so cute.
Look at you. Look at you.
Oh, I can hear that. Your voice is lower.
Because I'm looking at you. What? Well, I don't even... What does that even mean? I'm a baby.
You're confusing my development.
Yeah. I'm just saying, don't talk to my kid like
you're
that.
Out of control.
I talk to him normal, and then people like get weirded out by me, and I'm like, what? He's a human. You know, he's going to eventually talk normal, right? Like, as if they come out, and they're just like, hi, I understand baby speak. No one understands it.
I don't talk baby speak, but they do understand. They do hear higher voices easier than they
hear
lower
voices. Here's
what I'm
going to do. Every time somebody talks baby to my kid, I'm just going to film it. And then I'm going to put it up on like Facebook or something and be like, no, really, this is what you look like when you talk to my kid.
I think you should. I won't be
okay.
on Facebook
okay.
because
there
of that,
it is.
I don't talk to
right.
babies like that.
Final New Music Tuesday song.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. New Music Tuesday.
We also forgot if people like the song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, it's okay. It's right.
This is what the music so far, it's been so inspiring, we've just given up talking about it. That's how good it is this morning.
JD likes it. He says, dig, I've enjoyed this band for some time.
Okay.
All right. And then Amber says, you know, that was actually really good compared to what you guys played so far. No offense.
That means nothing.
Well, Elizabeth says, apparently they thought we'd forget the title if they didn't mention it every couple words. Barry.
Yeah.
Sublime currency, always. Andrew says, so did my radio suddenly change to K-Love?
Ooh.
I don't know. Did that sound like K-Love?
K-Love?
You would never hear that on K-Love.
You never know. When was the last time you guys actually listened to K-Love?
Good point. What about you? When was the last time you listened to K-Love?
I don't... Do they even have that here in Albuquerque? They do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure. 21 Pilots. We love them. We play them. Guns for Hands.
Mm-hmm.
House of Gold.
Yes.
Yes.
This is in the realm of Guns for Hands style.
Ooh. Okay.
No ukuleles in this
Darn.
One.
I love that song, House of Gold. It reminds me very like My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Love it.
These guys are really, really creative. I'm surprised that they're not really as well known as they are.
Yeah. They just did a tour, though, with a big band. Who did they just go out on tour with? 21 Pilots. Come on.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You can do this, Mitch.
Use the power of Google.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay, fine. Holding On to You is a song. Let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Song called Holding On to You. Static Radio.
And did that one hold on to you?
Steve-O, Mitch, Billiam.
It held me.
I liked it.
Held me close.
I don't know. Paul in Houston, I think he's got the right attitude. He says, what I like about 21 Pilots is they really own that white rap sound.
So they match do. Eminem.
Very like Matt and Kim. Very like, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of cool.
They're just a little
it
bit less
angry. It didn't sound like the Beasties, but when I think like white rappers, I don't think Eminem. I think
Marshall
Beasties.
Mathers for sure.
They just
Beasties
have like a really good handle on their lyricism, I think.
Yeah.
And how they structure their verses and rhyme everything.
What do you think?
Hey, it's Niles again.
Hey, Niles.
I liked it. I dig it. And again, three other digs.
All right.
Also, that six show that I called in was my little sister.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Nicely done. That was cute. Mm-hmm. Hey, so Way Too Early Wednesday, tomorrow, 6 a.m., what do you want to hear? You know it's Impending Doom, right?
Just what
song? Okay, do you have any With Blood Comes Cleansing?
Blood Comes Cleansing. We could.
Could you please?
With Blood Comes Cleansing.
I'm going to look into this.
All right, our music director, he just heard you. He's going to look into it. We'll have it for new music. Way Too Early Wednesday tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
man. You. All right, that just sounds like a band that we would play for Way Too Early Wednesday.
With Blood Comes Cleansing.
You have to have blood in the title.
Cleanse, yeah. Is the song about blood? There's
blood, and it sounds like he's throwing up the whole time.
He's just cleansing himself of all the demons within
him. There you go.
I get it.
Okay, sweet.
So on Facebook, people thought about 21 Pilots. Dennis said, love it. Bando says, I'm in class, not currently listening, surfing the interwebs on my phone and saw this. But dig! Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay, he says,
if you love it already.
Yeah, 21 Pilots is one of the most amazing bands to surface. That's what Endo says.
And then Gail goes and says something like this.
Sounds like Weird Al.
Static.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Karen. Hey, I like it. I'm kind of older. It kind of matches what my kids like.
Okay.
I like the beat and everything. I can actually understand the words, which is cool.
There you go. That's important.
No, I can understand what they're saying, the words.
Yeah.
I didn't mean I could understand what they were talking about.
right. Guns for Hands? What is that? What does that mean?
Is that like Edward Scissorhands, but with guns?
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Kevin says, nice. Josiah says, dig it. Angela says, I dig it. Great sound. It makes me want to get out my POD CDs. Must keep.
Wow.
How does those
like
two
old
relate?
Old pod?
Yeah, maybe.
Because like the rap aspect?
I guess. That's what I'm thinking.
Like Snuff the Punk, Brown, old POD?
Potty. Ricky says, I'm on the fence. I like the stretch of his lyrics right now.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. Anything. Jeff says, I really dig this band, but the crummy rap bridges in every song frustrate me and drop the song down a peg in my book.
Crummy?
And that's what he says. He says, that being said, dig.
Okay.
I know. Daniel says, totally dig this song. Amber says, dude, I'll dig anything by 21 Pilots, but...
But I won't dig that.
Thanks, Meatloaf.
I would do anything for love. All right.
And and don't act like you didn't get that from the Dr. Pepper commercial.
What? Dr. Pepper commercial? That was Meatloaf.
I know, but they were also in the Dr. Pepper commercial. What is she saying?
Who?
Amber, but...
Dude, I'll dig anything by 21 Pilots, but just was anything... What?
Right. Oh, was anyone thinking about Eminem at first? Yes, I was. Jed says, yep, dig this one, smiley face. And JD says...
Oh, but just wondering, J-Dub.
Oh, just wondering. Was anyone?
Sorry, I don't speak tech speak.
If you type
like a human.
Yeah, it's on her mobile, so she's probably...
Oh, okay, there it is. Probably in class.
Or work.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Static Radio supports education.
She has the secret headphones.
Oh, man. Static!
What up, guys? It's Chip again from Southern Colorado.
Hey. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I gotta say, I started listening to you guys about a year ago, and one of the bands is very stuck out to me that I've just absolutely loved from the beginning is 21 Pilots. Dig this song, and... I love the show, guys. You guys are awesome. My morning is epic this morning. This is the funniest show I've listened to in quite some time. I just want to say thank you, guys. You guys have strengthened my testimony through the many people that call in and share their testimonies, and I just love listening to the station.
Dude, I got to ask, how did you find us from Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
Dude, actually, I was I moved down here to the San Luis Valley.
Okay.
And I was just channel surfing because we get like three stations, like the one where... My dog died. My wife left me. My truck broke down.
Oh, country.
We get, like, Taco Rock, which isn't bad. You know, it's all right. But then I, like, stumbled upon this when it was you and the old man. I was like, man, these guys are nuts. I love it. And I've always been a Christian, always been a believer, you know. And it was just, I've found myself in some dark times, you know. Every now and then, it's just like I listen to the station, and it just brings up my spirits. Like the Static 500. Dude, that was the most powerful 3 days I've ever heard of radio in my life. Like, right, it really grabbed me, and I love listening to you guys. It was just, I think it was the spirit, you know. I just stumbled upon you guys, and I mean, I've tried to change for the better through listening to you guys and other people, you know.
Wow. Dude, thank you so much for the kind words and for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, right on, guys. Keep up the good work, and dig the 21 Pilots.
All right, there you go, man. Thanks. Thank you.
Later.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's funny because 21 Pilots, to me as well, is one of those bands that just reminds me of the change of Static Radio.
Yeah.
And where we were and where we are and where everybody else is. And 21 Pilots kind of was one of the bands that sticks out in my mind as one of the bands that kind of helped pioneer that change as far as our format. So
yeah. And just the way that band particularly presents themselves, it's kind of, they have the similar physique that Static Radio does. It's like Christian dudes together working for, you know, a greater cause, not necessarily hounding people like a typical Christian radio band. It's nice.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Mark Wiggins.
Yay.
I really don't like you guys. My radio's just broken and it won't change off. It's a stinking channel. I've been trying. I'm taking it to the dealer.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuck.
At least you're honest. Thanks for your honesty.
I love you guys too, man. In fact, I typically just, I don't even listen for the music anymore. I just listen to you.
Oh,
I was going to call you knuckleheads, but that's not edifying. I listen to you, funny guys.
Yeah.
So, funny.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for liking it.
Well, I couldn't call and follow up with the last guy. You know, you guys changed my life, man.
Yeah.
You guys haven't changed my life. You made it better, but, you know.
We've changed your life for the better.
Thanks for the honesty.
It takes a little more than witty banter to change my life. Oh. Just so you know.
Aww.
Yeah.
But thank you, guys.
All right, man.
At least we're witty.
Yeah. He called us witty.
He called us witty.
Skinny.
That's exactly it. Positive. We're going to take the positive from that.
All right. Encouraging.
So, thanks, Wiggins.
Got us later.
All right, later. Fireman Wiggins. At least he's honest.
Yeah, and with that, we have 24 comments on this, and pretty much everyone is dig.
All right. So, there it is. All right, and that wraps it up. It's 9 o'clock, which means New Music Tuesday coming to a close.
Yes.
And we got to take a quick break.
It was a good one.
It was a good hour.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that. So back to the normal, boring stuff.
Get back to your room.
Right. Shell, Deus Vale. We got some good stuff on the way, though. Thanks for the music this morning.
Yes, thanks for just saying for someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course. Amen.
All right, there it is. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, those bands I mentioned. And also want to remind you, as Chip did from, Colorado Springs, the Static 500 about 6 months ago. And coming up in October, if you weren't able to help Static Radio then, your opportunity right now, actually.
Yes.
MyStaticRadio.com. You can check out details for Static Decision 2012. It's going down October 11th through the 13th. We're listener supported, and we love getting awesome feedback like that. And even feedback from Wiggins saying, hey, you didn't change my life, but you're still witty and I listen to you because my radio's broken and I have to every day. So.
See?
At least he's listening.
Yeah.
But if you enjoy Static Radio, if you enjoy what we do and you would like to support that, please do, man. We need your help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like he called in. You can call in 505-338-3700.
Yeah.
Or you can send us an email why you love Static Radio, what it's done for you, changed your life, or I guess you can do the Fireman
or
Wiggins
the witty
thing.
Banter thing. Ooh, is cool,
yeah,
too.
That's fine.
We just want to know why you love Static Radio, how you found Static Radio, why you listen to Static Radio. Let us know. And, yeah.
Send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com.
Static Decision 2012 going down October 11th through the 13th. All details and early voting happening right now at mystaticradio.com. Is she really gone? I lost my queen along with my crown. And the dragon came Shell. Down. When the dragon came down, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O, Mitch, and Billy. I'm hanging out with you. Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday.
Yes, I just got word that Pastor Scott Tom, unfortunately, cannot make it in this morning.
Aww.
Yeah, so he will not be joining us.
So I am here to answer all very simple questions.
All of your biblical questions that you have.
I have a question.
Yes, you in the back.
Would God make
no.
it so big that
no,
he
wouldn't.
It.
It's against his nature.
That's not a question for you. For Pastor Will?
No.
No, because that's against his nature.
Okay. Never mind.
God would never... Stupid question. Such a stupid, stupid question. Okay.
No such thing.
Speaking of stupid things.
Uh-huh.
You know how when you take an airplane trip... First of all, can I just... Never mind. I'm not going to start
Airplanes
there.
Aren't stupid.
Airplanes are not stupid.
No.
However, you know, you go on an airplane and, you know, the guy at the beginning... hi, welcome to flight... Whatever. And then they go through the whole spiel.
This is how you...
Exits are here and to the side and the
no
back.
No one is paying attention.
If for some reason we lose cabin pressure, oxygen masks will fall down. Please place the oxygen mask over your face before placing it on the face of the person next to you. In case that we're flying over the ocean, which never happens with me, because it's like if I'm ever flying, which is never...
Your seat cushions double as...
from the desert to another region of America. So I've never had, you know, like,
yeah.
Your seat cushion will act as a flotation device, should we, blah, 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 and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then you think about what would happen in real life, and it'd be something like this. Gone.
But at least you had that seat cushion
right.
ready to go.
Okay, is what. And for those who think that I'm insensitive, my dad died in a plane crash when I was 6. So shut up. I'm allowed to be rude.
What? So, I'm so sorry.
In case you're wondering how it's possible that this is even, you know, checked or get, you know, like when you were a kid and you were in elementary school and they're like, in case of a nuclear war,
get on
your desk. Exactly. Right.
I didn't know it was also a bomb shelter.
And you actually, you know, get in the brace position. You know, they show you like, get in the brace position,
yeah,
brace yourself for impact. Okay, guess what? That actually works.
What?
Yeah. Scientists in England wanted to find out the tricks to surviving a plane crash, so they ran a $1.6 million experiment.
No big deal.
Where they crashed a Boeing commercial jet filled with crash test dummies.
Wow.
I kid you not. They weren't satisfied with theories. Theories are stupid, evolution. I'm just kidding. They weren't satisfied with theories on how to survive a plane crash. They actually wanted proof of what does in fact happen and what in fact works on how to survive a plane crash. So they spent $1.6 million and actually crashed a plane.
That's crazy.
A team out of England crashed a standard commercial Boeing 727 in a desert in Mexico and had state-of-the-art crash test dummies inside to figure out what you should do if you're on a plane that's actually going down. Now, get this. Here are the four big findings. Number one, get in the brace position. Zurban New Earth. Right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch. And Billiam, somewhere.
Hey.
He's sitting down. He's over there.
Reading angry emails about people not liking that you've never seen Nightmare Before Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude. You got some like hate mail or what? I'm sorry. I've never seen it.
It's messed up.
So, yeah, you know, what can I say?
There it is. I'm reading it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. You have to see it.
Okay.
You have to.
But now,
since we're forcing you to see it.
Do you see?
This is the problem, exactly. What you're about to say.
Yeah, this is the thing. I was like, hey, you have to see this movie. And everyone's like, this is amazing. And then you see, you're like, it wasn't that good. It's because everyone.
Right. Well, there's so much hype going to be built up for it now.
So, right.
Which is probably why so it's taking me so long not to see it, because everyone was like, oh, bro.
It's like the first time I saw Napoleon Dynamite was well after it came out. And I'd already heard the entire movie from everyone else.
So you were done.
And so I was like, this isn't that fun.
Okay, I gotta be honest.
You guys might cry at this, especially Billiam, because, okay, I've never seen Zoolander.
Oh. Get out.
I've never seen Zoolander, but here's the thing.
You're replaced by Chipman.
Shall I get the door for her?
Yeah. Robert, Chipman, Rob, get her out of here. No. Here, you come up and say hi real quick. You actually a regular listener.
Yes, I am.
You have a cool job.
Yeah, sell potato chips for a living.
How did you get into that business? You're like, I love chips.
No, actually, I ran to a friend who was a district manager at the time, and he said, hey, we're hiring, so I applied.
Yeah. What was like the job interview like? They're like, so what's your favorite kind of chip? And you're like, potato?
No, it was a little more detailed than
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. Cheese puffs or...
Ruffles.
No, you know, like, if you're a Cheetos person, either you like the puff ones or you like the crunchy ones. I grew up a crunchy fan, so
I'm with you on the crunchy.
Yeah, all the way.
So for me, like, the puffs are just weird because they kind of, like, melt, and I'm like, what's that? It's different! Did they ask you that, those questions?
No.
So puffs are crunchy. Ridges or none? You guys don't do ridges, do you?
Yeah, Ruffles have ridges.
Okay.
Did you have to have any prior, like, chip history, like anthropology knowledge for this?
Anthropology?
Like
knowledge?
Anthropology of chips?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I took a chip class one time.
Probably at UNM because they have really weird classes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The history of the chip, you know, we could talk about that.
Okay.
Well, then that gets into the history of potato.
I'd love to.
Mitch Hedberg knows. They're supposed to be tennis balls. And then the Pringles came in and it was just chips. I'm like, all up.
That's hilarious. I've never thought about the fact they are in like a tennis ball container.
Yeah.
Amazing. So really, the history of the chip.
Oh, no.
No, you don't have to. But I'm always curious when I see, like, weird foods. I'm like, how did that happen? How did somebody decide, like, you know what we should do with these potatoes that are coming out of the earth? We should slice them up so thinly and throw them into, like, this fried batter thing and make them crunchy and hard and weird. You know, it had to be by accident. Do you really know, like, the history of the potato chip?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
But you sell potato chips.
Well, not like that. I can tell you the history of my company and the potato chip.
You just don't know the history of the potato chip itself.
But I'm with you. I'm like, it must have been something one just going, okay, well, oops.
Yeah. Like, I've always wondered, like, tobacco, you know what I mean? Because, like, we're watching all these old 1930s movies with our kids right now, like Creature from the Black Lagoon and Wolfman. And one thing my son pointed out right away is, like, man, all these people are dead, right? And it was like, well, yeah, because these movies were made in like the 30s. And he was like, well, I just, everybody's smoking. I'm like, yep. Back then, like Bogey, everybody, like everyone in the movie, the chicks, like everybody in the movie, they're like lighting up and everybody's smoking. And I'm like, well, back then there was no like Surgeon General's warning. They didn't know it was going to kill them, you know?
Right.
And so everybody's smoking, but it makes me wonder, like, who was the first guy to be like, man, I got all these crops in my field. Oh, they're all dried out now. You know what we should do with these? Roll them up and smoke them. Let's see what happens.
Well, think about
who does that.
Well, think about green chili.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You roast that. How did that come about?
Yeah, exactly.
Instant pudding. Also a mystery.
So true.
So where did this conversation go?
I don't know.
Where have we gone? We started talking about like people setting you up for movies to fail, and then you said Zoolander, and you just need to leave. Because I'm like shocked.
I don't need to see Zoolander because everyone has quoted every part of the movie. You watch, say something from Zoolander, be like, oh, that's this part when he's doing this. I'll know. No, don't do it.
Merman? Do you know the merman?
I don't want
merman!
I'm a merman.
You googly? See? Do you know you googly?
Yeah, see?
You googleizer?
And I'm laughing because I've seen so many people do this that I know what it looks like.
That like hurts my heart because and people are going to be just as bummed out with me. Nacho Libre.
You've never seen Nacho?
No. I saw Nacho.
You don't like it.
And I was like,
But you're over it because
well, yeah. No. I'm over it too. I've seen the movie twice, tops. And yeah. I'm like, that was cool.
I'm sorry. And
it was Jack Black.
What? You didn't think it was the funniest movie of all time? Well, no, because you guys said every single line of that movie. Joey, it was like the greatest movie of all time. But, to him, and so he said every line 1,000 times, and I'm like, oh, here comes
the corn. But I bet you love Napoleon because you saw it first.
Saw it at the movie theater.
Yeah.
You can turn on any Jack Black movie and listen to him shout and like rub his belly because that's what he does
pretty much
in movies.
Pretty much. And comedies are the worst to watch with my wife, especially like, speaking of Jack Black, School of Rock. My wife's the executive director of like the New Mexico Early Childhood Education Association, and she runs a child... you know, like a child care center and school, elementary school. And so watching that movie with her, it's like, oh, that would never happen in a school. We would never allow. Oh, this is so fake. This movie of joy and comedy is so fake and awful, and I hate everything about it.
Isn't that the point of movies?
Yeah, right. So, yeah, that's my favorite when you're watching, like, superhero movies, and it's like, oh, this is so unrealistic. This guy that got bit by a spider and is shooting webs out of his arms and is swinging down. Oh, this part's so fake.
No one could be on the roof.
That would never happen. I mean, getting bit by a spider and turning into Spider-Man, totally real. But this, oh, what a weird fake scenario. Like, who are you? Anyways.
It's that person who's talking in the theater that needs a ninja suit.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know what Rob's talking about, go check out our podcast at mysaticradio.com. Booyah! Hit him with that one right there. I like it.
That was nice.
So, Switchfoot, brand new song.
Yeah, this is the song we're working right now called La Original.
That's right. It's New Music Tuesday, so why not? Brand new Switchfoot, Steve-O, Mitch, and Billion.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Apple Tree Experience song called Farewell, which is quite fitting because, well, 9:50, so.
Farewell.
Yeah, saying farewell. It is time for us to go get ready to go to State Fair.
Yeah.
Going to be out there today from noon to 3, broadcasting live on the corner of Fern, Sawyer, and Heritage.
Come visit us.
Far east corner of Heritage.
We don't have a question. Oh, no.
Way to drop the ball.
Yeah, now I don't know what to
say. What was your favorite song on New Music Tuesday?
No.
What? Okay. You come up with something better.
That's an opinion, not a like an answer to a question.
Yeah, but then they listened.
Yeah.
Or they just looked at the recently played.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Well, we have Robin here, our resident chip guy, and we are talking off the air, just, you know, randomly. Chips, you know, and such. Chips and such.
Talking chips.
Just talking chips. If you can come to us today and tell us how potato chips were invented, mostly because we're curious.
If you were all that in a bag of chips, what kind of chip would you be?
Ooh. Chili cheese Fritos. If you were all that in a bag of chips, what kind of chips would you be?
Salsa verde.
Salsa verde?
Those
what is that?
Good.
Doritos.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Those are Doritos?
Yes, they are.
Okay, I got a question.
Christmas thing.
Okay. Do you guys is there just really one chip company that's like the giant and you guys own everything? Is that how it works?
No, there's other companies out there.
So, let's be honest.
There are,
but
they're not
as
competitive.
If I name a chip, chances are you guys probably
chances
own them, right?
Chances are we own them.
Cheetos.
We own them.
Fritos.
Own them.
Salsa verde.
Doritos.
Own them.
Lay's.
Own them.
Pringles?
No.
Okay. That's actually kind of
the Tostitos or like all the all
oh,
the
Tostitos. Those are tortilla chips.
Own them.
No, you don't.
No way.
The Santitas.
Own them.
Wow. Okay, now I'm going to come up with a chip.
Gardettos.
Gardettos?
Oh, Gardettos are so good.
Oh, like rice Chex mix or whatever?
Chex mix? We have Munchies Chex, snack mix.
Oh, okay. Munchies.
Okay, there you go.
This is like
pork rinds.
Bigonettes.
Wow. Okay, so that's it. Is that really going to be our question?
Yes.
If you were all that in a bag of chips?
What kind of chip would you be?
And they have to know what kind of chip we would be, or they just have to answer our question?
Either one.
Man, you're making it easy on people today.
No.
Come on out, say hello to us. Noon to three. We got goodie bags with CDs as well as Static Radio t-shirts. And hopefully you can wear it to bed because it's a double XL because that's all you brought out.
No, I'll bring more.
They're huge.
Okay, I'll go get a different size.
Man.
Gosh. I'll get an extra large instead.
I'm just telling you, you can wear that as a dress.
Yeah, just ladies. A belt around it.
Ladies.
Okay. Yeah. It's the latest fashion accessory.
Yeah, there it is. So, all right, come see us noon to three at the State Fair. Parking is free this year, thankfully. So that'll help you a little bit. So come say hi to us in between Tingley Coliseum and Manu Lujan Building. Thanks for hanging with us, Billiam.
Dude,
filling in for Pastor Scott Tom.
It was nice.
Yeah.
I know I didn't contribute the brain power, but...
It's still good.
Oh, no, you did.
But the looks...
Just kidding.
Yeah. Truth.
Right.
And that's all that matters.
On radio.
All right, we're out. Adri in next, and we'll be right back with some Temper Trap. Also, Harrison Hudson, Steve-O Mitch, and Billiam.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Peace.